Vavakama chapter 3, Mishnah 10. Yeshchav al Masa Shoro Pater al Masa Atzmai. There are times where a person is liable for an act of his bull, and if he did the same act, he would be exempt. And the other way around, Pater al Masa Shoro, he would be exempt if his bull did a certain act. Vachav al Masa Atzmai, and if he did that very same act, he would be obligated. So what are these? The Mishnah is now going to list some cases. So the first case, Shora Shibyesh, if his bull does something which causes an embarrassment to somebody else, embarrasses somebody, Pater. So you don't have to pay. You don't incur any liability over there, right? Your bull, I mean, it's embarrassment. Like, what's, you know? But Vahu Shibyesh, but if you do something which causes someone an embarrassment, then chayef, then there will be cases where you are obligated to pay for that. Next case, shura shesime es ein avdoi, if your bull blinds the eye of your slave, vehipel es shinoi, or knocks out the tooth of your slave, patur, so you're exempt. There's nothing, it's with the, if the bull did it, there's, you know, you're exempt. But vuhu shesime es ein avdoi vehipel es shinoi, but if you cause blindness to the slave or knock out his tooth, chayev, you obligated, and you obligated, you'd actually have to let the slave go free over there, if you remember that case. Yeah. So that's a case where you would be chayev, but the bull would is pater. For the very same act, you would be obligated, but if your bull did that very same act, you wouldn't have obligation. Shura shechavel ba'avi ve'imoy, if your bull causes bruises, your mother or your father, chav, so you would be obligated in some damages over there. Vehu shechavel b'aviv imoy pater, but if you cause a bruise to your mother or your father, chas v'shalom, you are exempt. Why are you exempt? Because you actually get the death penalty, right? And whenever a person gets the death penalty, so they don't incur any monetary losses. Shura shehidlik es hagadish b'shabbos, if your bull causes a fire in a haystack on Shabbos, the bull knocks over a candle, maybe. So chayef, so you'd have to pay for damages over them. The hu shedlik is hakadesh b'Shabbos, but if you light fire to that haystack over there, pater, you exempt. Why? And now the Mishnah says it. Mimnashim is chayef b'nafsho, because you are liable with your life for breaking Shabbos over there, for desecrating the Shabbos, and therefore, whenever there's that kind of liability, there's no monetary liability.